Welcome to Coach B Daily. I'm Coach B Moore. In this podcast, I share information that will help us achieve our health, athletic performance, and body goals more efficiently, which of course means to get more and more progress with the same or less effort or in the same or less time. Before we get started, I'd like to remind you to subscribe to this podcast, Coach B Daily, on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play. You can also send me your questions and feedback. I'm at Coach B Moore, CoachBemoore, on Instagram and Twitter. You can follow this conversation on Facebook.com/eatingforabs. You can also visit eatingforabs.com to find out more about working with me directly on your goals. Today, we're going to talk about snacking. It's a popular topic. It's a question I get all the time. There are no universal answers, but the answers I'll give you today are all pretty damn good. Okay, so I made this list and I was going to just tell you what I thought were a great list of snacks that would not set you back. But I spent a little more time on it and I figured let me use the opportunity to work on my own goals and question some of my own motives. So I made a list first that says, what are the reasons that I snack? Me personally, not you, not what you guys have told me, but looking at myself, what are the reasons I snack? And I came up with three. I snack for three primary reasons. Number one is hunger. Number two is emotional want. And I have a sub list under there is I want salty, I want sweet, and I want crunchy. And the third one is boredom. I snack because I'm bored. And snacking is like the Rubik's Cube for the tongue. And then I boiled those down as I looked at those and I saw that list and I'm being dead honest. These are the reasons that I snack. And those things boil down to two things for me. Number one is laziness or lack of planning. And the other one is crunchy. Those are the two underlying reasons that I snack. I'm being lazy or have been lazy. I have experienced a lack of planning and I still want crunch. So here are my tips for better snacking. My tip number one for better snacking is super simple. Eat frequently. Have a plan. Lay it out. Don't be lazy. And don't pretend like hunger's not coming. So eat frequently. Have a plan. And that varies depending on circumstance. Whether you're flying that day or you're going to be in your office or you're going to be in your car or you're going to be at your house, you've got to have options readily available. Have plenty of prepared food available. That could mean different things depending on if you're traveling. And that means I need to know which restaurants are going to be in my area that aren't going to set me back. Or if it means I know I'm going to a concert later, so I don't want to eat cheesy pretzels for dinner. Therefore, I got to eat before I go, or I have a cooler in the trunk, or whatever it means. But that's how you upstream snacking. Have a variety of salty, sweet, or crunchy, depending on what your thing is. Those are my things. Those might not be your things, but those are the ones that get me. Have those things readily available. And so for salty, sweet, and crunchy, I have solutions for me. And you should try yours, but mine are pretty good. And if you have something cool that you want to add to the list, I'd love to hear from you. My list is number one, edamame, unprocessed soy, which is great for you. I'm not huge on soy, but I'm huge on unprocessed soy. So, you know, the tofus and the seitans and the faux chicken wings of the world, you can keep. I'll have tofu occasionally. But edamame, which is just soy, is fantastic. They typically come in like, they look like peas in a pod. There's typically rock salt on the outside of it. And so you'll get a bowl and they'll give you a second bowl for shells, or you can go to, you know, buy them wherever you are. It comes in packages. You can probably buy it raw somewhere. But it's super simple. It'll satisfy your salty. It's got protein in it. And it's delicious. So, and it'll keep you going. It's something you can set on the table and eat and not be concerned about, oh, did I have too much edamame? No, you're good. For crunchy, which is my thing, kale chips work for me. You can make your own or you can buy them at the store. If you buy them in the store, I prefer not to buy the bag. When you buy the bag, typically in handling and merchandising, they get crushed. And so you get smaller pieces. But if you buy the container, which is a more rigid container, you can get, you know, a nice set of kale chips, and they come in all different types of flavors and things. You can also make them at home. There are tons of recipes online. Just Google it, kale chip recipes, and you can make them at home. But the thing I love about kale chips is they're made of kale, and like, you know, different nuts or seeds or you know, spices and things, and that's it. And when they're cooked and you bite them, they crunch like a chip, and that noise echoes and reverberates through my head, and it's a satisfying thing, and I get the satisfaction for my hankering for crunch without setting me back. Love that. And my solution for sweet is super simple also. It's berries. Fresh, local berries where possible. Sometimes maybe an apple. I'm winning. So rule number one, again, to refresh you, was eat frequently. Full meals. They can be smaller meals. Be prepared. Have some foresight. And object number two is to have a variety readily available of sweet, salty, crunchy for when really a snack is just going to be a snack. Like, you're just really going to need a snack. You don't have time for a full meal, or you didn't make plans. And that's it. And I gave you my list. I'd love to hear yours. If you've got some stuff to add, we can share it with folks. Maybe do an addendum episode. It'd be great. And that's it. I hope you're having a great day. Hope you had a great holiday weekend. I'm Coach B. Moore. This is Coach B. Daily, the podcast, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.